Dan nu een gimbal om met alles. The Gemara said that the person should not say Basar Zela Pesach, because it looks like he's makdish, according to Rashi, the Basar itself to be kachi bet kabayis, to be kodesh, to sell, to buy according to Pesach, or according to Tosfos. If he says it, then it looks like he had been makdish the animal when it was alive for according to Pesach. So the Gemara is Akasha from the case of Tudus Ishromi, that they used to eat the Dayim Mikulasim. And the only objection they had is that they mamish roasted it like a Korban Pesach. Mashmi, if it would just be regular roasted meat, not roasted whole like a Korban Pesach, wouldn't be a problem. So where it says Mikulas in, Shein Mikulas lo, whereas Mashmi, the only problem was that it was roasted whole. But if it wouldn't be roasted whole, stam roasted meat would be okay. Shmara says, Amre Mekulis Loshna Omar Loshna Lomar. No. If you make a Gedi Mekulis, whether you said it's for Lashem Pesach or not, is Osir, because it looks like Korban Pesach. She'eno Mekulis Pirishin Lo Pirish Lo. If it's not roasted whole, then it's only Osir to say specifically Basar Zela Pesach. But if you didn't say Basar Zela Pesach and you didn't roast it whole, then it's okay. Rashi, Karav Lahachu, Domel Kanchim, it looks like Kanchim. She'ena Makulish Lo, Vakashi Larav, Domer Basar Greva, Michla Vapesach. Rav said that Stam roasted meat, if you say that it's L'Shem Pesach, is Osir. Mashani Makulas Afagav Dalom or Basar Zela Pesach. If you made the roasted it whole, even if you didn't say anything, it's Osir. The Lomaskar of the Sashem Osir. Avashaino Makulas, Omar Hari Basar Zela Pesach Osir, Mishum Denirik Kore Shem. But if it's not Makulas, then if you didn't specify it, it's okay. But if you said Basar Zela Pesach is Osir. Rav Acha Masni Lovaha Masnisim Krem Shimon. Rav Acha learned this Mishnah of Tudus Ishromi that it goes like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, Amar Rav Shimon, Tudus Ishromi. He learned in the Mishnah, it said Amar Rav Shimon, Tudus Ishromi. Maskifla Rav Sheshes. Right? So Rav Sheshes said, can't be. Bishlama Lamanda Tani Lak Rav Yossi Nicha. If you say that our Mishnah goes like Rav Yossi, it comes out okay. Ela Laman de Masnik Reb Shimon Minicha. How could this Mishnah go like Reb Shimon? This Nohasnan, what's the Machlokas Reb Yossi Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon Poter, Shlo Isnadiv Kederach HaMishnadim. Case is talking, Rashi says, Ba'omer HaReolai Mincha Min HaSorim. Person said, I'm going to bring a Mincha from barley. Now the only Mincha that's brought from barley is what's it called? Two Minchos. One is a Korban HaOmer, and the other one is a Korban Sota. But Stam Menachas all come from wheat, not from barley. The Snan de Menachas may be Menachit. So if the person said, according to Reb Shimon, Harei Ola, what's it called? If the person said, Harei Ola Mincha Min HaSorim, so the Mishnah says he has to bring a Mincha Menachitim. Because the Kivan de Omar Harei Ola Mincha, Tafas Lashon Rishon. So he already was makdish a mincha. He already was promised a mincha. Now that he said minasaorim, he's going back, right, and saying that it's a different kind of mincha than the normal mincha. Mincha in ubo minasaorim nedava. There's no korban nedava mincha from saorim. Like we said, only the korban haomer, and that's a korban sibur, or a korban sota, what's it called, which is not the nedava. Korban Chatos. Hilkach Yovi Menachit. But Reb Shimon Poter. Reb Shimon says he's Poter completely. The Omer Afdig Mar Dvar of Adam Nispas. Because Reb Shimon says we don't only consider what he said in the beginning, but we consider everything he said. And since he said Mincha Minasaorim, right, we take the qualification there can't be a Mincha Minasaorim. And therefore, he's Poter. The Nidra, the Gaito Lachom HaShemot Shemithin. It's just a person, we look at everything he says, not just the first thing. Well, the mincha saorim is kavan. Kavana wasn't to make a mincha and then to qualify it or to retract it with a saorim. Right? That's what Shimon says. Reb Shimon says when he said mincha, he meant mincha. Mincha min achitim. Then he said Sorin contradicts what he said. But you can't go back. He already said mincha. Mincha means min achitim. But Reb Shimon holds no. That you look at everything he said as one unit. And since he said mincha min asorin, there's no such thing. And therefore it's not his potter. The sovereign Shadam Yachal Isnan, the Vahabi came. He thought that you could bring a mincha min asorin. Therefore it's meaningless. V'chai machil gedim akul esnami. My kor of the kodshin b'chutzika. Halo michayim lo kor lo shein pesach. V'afilo hayakori lo shein b'shasliya. Shelo kederach ha-makdishin ho. V'hein ha-shein cholama. It's according to Rashi that the problem with the gedim akul or the problem with the roasted meat is that it looks like you're being makdish something. You can't be mocked or something after it's dead. So according to Reb Shimon, why is there a problem over here? Reb Shimon holds Bichlau. There's no such thing as Kodesh. If you'd say the Therish, it's Kodesh for Pesach. So what's the problem if you say in the way it looks like you said it? Even if you said it, Mama should be no problem. You'd be making no Kodeshim over here. According to Tosfos, that it's, we're talking that it looked like you were mocked when it was alive, but Bizman HaZed is no Bishamikdash. So it's also makdish shlokederach amakdishim. If you makdish something today, nobody's going to think it's kodesh. They know that it's not shayach korbanos today. So the Gemara says, okay. Amar le ravino le ravashi, uman demasnu le krabiosi minicha. Even if you hold it to krabiosi, it's still a problem. Why, according to krabiosi, is there a problem that it looks like you're being makdish conscious? Reb Shimon b'shitas Reb Yossi Amra. Reb Shimon, when he said his halacha, he said it according to Reb Yossi. What does that mean? The Amar Aftik Mar Dvarav Adam Nithas. Right? That he holds that what's it called? That a person is not just tough slush and mission. You go after the first thing he said. But you go after both of them, even the second thing. And since over here, if you go after the whole thing, Mincha min asorim is not shayach, so it's no good. Reb Yossi said a case where we go after the whole thing and both are good. But here, it's impossible, so neither is good. What's the case? Reb Shimon de Pata, Rashi, Bomer mincha min asorim, velo chivei mishum tafas lashon rishon. Reb Shimon, who argues on the Tanakhama, who says tafas lashon rishon, and therefore when he said hariza mincha, that was a dibur by itself. And mincha means menachitim. And now you retract and you said menasorim. Does it have any effect? You have to bring a mincha, menachitim. B'shitas Reb Yossi Amra. Reb Shimon, when he said your potter, holds like Reb Yossi. D'amon meseches t'mura, afik mar dvar avadim nidbak v'nishpas. You have to look at everything a person said. Kolomer tofei suesis mar dvarav. You have to grab on to what he said in the end also. D'snan. Where's that machlokas, Reb Yossi? Harezu t'muras ola t'muras shlomim. Person said this animal should be an exchange animal for a shlomim and an ola. Right? For an ola and a shlomim. So the chora can't be both. So what do we say? T'muras ola, t'muras shlomim. Which is it? Harezu t'muras ola div Remeir. Remeir says tof slosh and rishon. You go after what the person first said. That was the ikar. So he said, Ola, it's Tmura Sova. After that he said Shlomim, and already was Chal Ola, can't be Shlomim too. So that's Bottle. The Omer Tavis Lashon Rishon. Reb Yossi Omer, Im Lekach Niskavim Chila. If he meant it should be both, that's what his Kavana was. But he couldn't have said them both at the same time. So we look at the whole thing as one unit. Ola and Shlomim. The Alkorcher Cholzi Zacher Zeh, Dvorav Kayomim. The Tirad Shittistais, what do we do with it? The Timoker, the Yodhi Bid Mechetshe Olav Mechetshe Shwamim. You can't bring it as an Olav and a Shwamim. So what you do is, you sell it, and you bring with the money, half the money in Olav, half the money in Shwamim. So Rabbi Yossi holds, Kam Bigmar Dvorav Adam Nisbas. So now, so Rabbi Shimon holds it Rabbi Yossi. Because Reb Shimon said that if he said Hareza Mincha Min Asorim, we look at the whole thing as one unit, and a Mincha from Asorim can't be. When you said Olam Shlomim, it could be. You could sell it and bring half and half. So therefore, it's good. And we say that both things are chal. Here, neither thing is chal because it's impossible to have a mincha, min asori. So Mara says, umide, my love, mid Reb Shimon sover the Reb Yossi, since Rava said that Reb Shimon holds a Reb Yossi, that af bigmar dvorav, adam nispas, Reb Yossi, no, he's sober, Reb Shimon. That Reb Yossi holds a Reb Shimon. That you have to be mishnadiv, kederach ha-mishnadiv. And if you're not mishnadiv, kederach ha-mishnadiv, the kedush is nachal. So over here, why would the Mishnah be good according to Reb Yossi? It's mishnadiv, shalo kederach ha-mishnadiv. Even if you said b'feirish, I want this meat to be korban pesach, it wouldn't be anything. Because the meat, after it's dead, can't be korban pesach. And according to Tosfos, even if you said, this animal should be Korban Pesach, today there's no Korban Pesach, there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's how Tosfos learns. There's a bit of a problem, because there's a shaila, whether you can be makriv Korban Pesach Bishman Hazeh, without a Mizbeach or whatever. It's mashma from Tosfos, or the ones that answer Tosfos, that it's not shayach Bishman Hazeh to bring Korban Pesach. Because it would be shy if it's not the shlok derech hamisnadim. Shmar says, well, Reb Shimon sover l'Reb Yossi. No, Reb Shimon sover l'Reb Yossi, v'lo Reb Yossi sover l'Reb Shimon. No, neither one holds like the other one. Rashi, my love, Reb Shimon sover l'Reb Yossi, v'kvisus k'var dvor, Reb Yossi sover l'Reb Shimon, v'snadik shlok derech hamisnadim, v'lo amr klum. Therefore, the case of Tudus, they wanted to put him in Cherim, because it was close to being Michael Kodshimi, because if people would have, Mama said that it's Kodesh, it would have become Kodesh, can't go to Reb Yossi either. Hachi Garsin, Lo Reb Shimon Sover Reb Yossi, for Lo Reb Yossi Sover Reb Shimon, for Hachi Perusha, Lo Hikida Omras, not like we said before, and Lo Reb Shimon Sover Reb Yossi, Reb Yoshimon Taka Holes like Reb Yossi. Right? That lo, Reb Shimon sover Reb Yossi. There's a comma after the lo. No, Reb Shimon taka holds a Reb Yossi. Elo Reb Shimon sover Reb Yossi, the afik mar dvar nispas das odom. But havi le misnad, they've shloka derech misnad. And therefore when he said mincha min asorim, it does not chal at all. Because that's not the normal way of making a mincha. For Reb Shimon sover, hoil, the shloka hugin isnadiv, ain't the dvar of good. Since you said something that's not shayach, you didn't do something the normal way, that's not hegdish. Avor Reb Yossi lo sover k'Reb Shimon. The misnadik shloka derech ha-misnadim, the lo amar klum. But Reb Yossi does not hold of this halach of Reb Shimon, that if misnadik shloka derech ha-misnadim, that it's not chal. El chiyuvim achayifle. Lo havi mincha shchitim. Right? You have to bring a mincha shchitim. Not because lo mishum tvos loshen rishon. Not because, like the Tanakhama says, you said mincha, that's chitim. And the mele, what you said, saorim, is not ma'at. Because we go after what you started with. That's not the reason why Reb Yossi would hold that you have to bring mincha min ha'chitim. El mishum de'in other motzi dvar of the vatala. We look at the whole thing. But when you said mincha min ha'saorim, why'd you say that? You know, the person knows you can't bring a mincha min ha'saorim. Elamai, he meant mincha min achitim, because a person doesn't say things for nothing. That's the reason Reb Yossi would argue with Reb Shimon. He doesn't hold that this halacha misnadim shelo kederach ha-misnadim. Just the opposite. He holds that if a person says something crazy, he doesn't mean that. Because people don't say things for nothing. The gabi gedima kulis nami. Afal gabi shelo kederach ha-makdishin hu. Havi leikorat lachal kotshim b'chus. And therefore, if the Mishnah was Reb Yossi, it would be okay. Because even though it's not kederach ha-misnadim, you're not makdish meat after it's shechted, still, right, we say with May Pesach Komar, we say Ein Odom Motzi Dvarav Bevatala. When he said that he meant didn't mean it should be called in Pesach, he meant that the meat should be kodesh to sell it and to buy Korban Pesach from it. Okay. So in the end, our Mishnah could be Reb Yossi, but it couldn't be Reb Shimon. Iboyelu, Tudus Ishromi, Gavra Rabba Havei, or Balik Rofim Havei. It says, If there wouldn't be Tudus, I'd put you in Chayrim. So what does that mean? Because Tudus was a Talmud Chacham and Ish Chashuv, and we learn from here that you don't put a Talmud Chacham in Chayrim, Chilul Hashem, even though he did something wrong, you don't, you're not mafarsim in it by putting him in Chayrim. Right, like we had before, better to give him Malkus, a one-time thing, right, that can be done privately than to put him in Chayrim. Or, he was a Balagrofen. He was a, what's it called, a strong man, right? And he probably threatened, who was it that called him up if you weren't through this? I guess it doesn't say here. Rabbi Yossi, threatened Rabbi Yossi that they take him to court or put him in jail if he put him in Chayrim. So, what's it called? So he was a Balei Agrofim, he was a violent person, and he didn't want to start up with him. And we learn from here that, according to the Ben Yoyada, you can refrain from putting somebody in Chayrim if you're afraid what they're going to do to you. You don't say, you know, v'mokom sheishchul Hashem ein chokin kol, and you do it anyway. You're allowed to, what's it called, to be afraid. Don't say it's chanifa. You don't say it's, you're flattering the Rasha. You're allowed to be afraid for your own sake and not to put somebody in Chayrim. So the Gemara says, so which one was it? So, Toshma, Odzu Dorish Tudus Yishromi. Tudus Yishromi had another drasha. He had one drasha, we don't know what it was. But he had another drasha. What was that other drasha? Maro Hananya Mishov Azariah Shemosu Asma Kedushas Hashem. What did Hananya Mishov Azariah see? That they were able to be most of themselves al Kiddush Hashem and throw themselves al Kivshin Ha'esh. Nosu Kavachomer Biyatsman. They made a Kavachomer. From the frogs in Egypt. Right, it says that the frogs went into the ovens and into the kneading troughs. When do they knead dough next to the oven? Must be the oven's already burning. It's on. Right? Because in other words, it's not going into a cold oven. It's going into an oven that's ready to be used. Because you heat up the oven first, and then you, make the bread and put it into a heated up oven. So if they're ready kneading the dough, the oven must be already fired up. So if the frogs went into the burning ovens, means they were most of themselves like Kiddush Hashem, surely we should do it. We're Mitzvah up to the Hashem. So Tosa says, Rashi says, what was the Havamina? The Chayiv, an Avodah Zarah, it's Shehar Vayavar. They're Mechuyiv to be killed. So what did they need the frogs for? It's Halach. So I want to say Poshet, there's a lot of answers. I don't know what the Kasha is. Yeah, not everybody does every Halach. It's not so easy to be good to die, Kiddush Hashem. So they needed something. What did they see that gave them the chizik to be able to makayim the halacha? Right? Not that they would have done something right, and here they learned the halacha. It gave them the chizik to do the halacha. Others say that Rashi says, let's see Rashi first, Davar Rabba Mikvodo Lo Gozov Nidui, is it because of his covet? He was a Talmud Chacham. That's why they didn't put him in Chayrim or Balei Groth in their era. And they refrained from putting him in Chayrim because they were afraid of him. But old Zudarish, I'm a Gavar Abadi. He said a lot of drushes by Stoish. He was an important person. He was a Talmud Chacham. Maro shalo darshu v'chai bohen v'lo shiyamus bohen. Right? They didn't darsh in the Pasuk. V'chai bohen is Yavar v'yuhari. The Pasuk says, what do you mean, v'chai bohen? V'chai bohen doesn't apply. There's two reasons here it doesn't apply. One, it's Avodah Zarah. And secondly, it's Parhesia. It was Barabbas. You have to give up your life for any mitzvah of the Parhesia. It's Chil Hashem. Tosh says it wasn't Avodah Zarah at all. It wasn't even an Isser. It was just a statue. And they were machmer on themselves to be mahader to what's it called to give up their lives, which they didn't have to. According to Rashi, Bechai Bohem was the Pshat. So some say Rashi also holds it wasn't Avodah Zarah, and it wasn't Farhesia either, because it was, what's it called, it was, Rashi holds it was Aser, but it wasn't Farhesia, because he held the Yidden at the time, Moldor, Rabbi Yoraisa, held that they were part of from keeping the Torah, they're like B'nai Noach. So there wasn't 10 Jews. They held they reverted back to be B'nai Noach.
How do you learn from
the Meisim
about
Sprague and
stuff?
So they ask the Meisim, no. So the idea is, the simplest idea is that they learn from the frogs that you see that in nature there's such a thing as Kiddush Hashem. Even frogs, right, are geared to do Ratzon Hashem, and Ratzon Hashem is that there should be such an Indian of dying up for the Hashem, even in nature itself. So if in nature that koach exists, then we who are the sovereign to do it have the power to do it. That's what they saw. Right? They saw something tangible that nature does, Ratzon Hashem. Right? And then Ratzon Hashem is to do it. Somebody asked the Chor, why did he learn from Avraham Avinu? He said, no, maybe Avraham Avinu did the wrong thing. The fact that he was ready to go into Kitchen Age. No one should say it was the right thing to do, maybe he did the wrong thing. But you see that what's it called, that from the frogs, that the Rabbanishman himself worked out a nace using this concept to the concept, this being the right concept. Then you can learn from Avraham Avinu. The fact that he was saved doesn't mean he did the right thing. Could be for other reasons he was saved. But by the frogs, you see the Rabbanishman initiated that it's shayach, that something in nature should die al Kiddush Hashem. So in the name of that idea of dying al Kiddush Hashem is a positive thing. Others say that what's Ramalo, that they themselves could have run away, Tosha says. Or they were to call, they didn't have to let themselves go into the oven, they could have forced them to drag them to the ovens, and it was so hot that nobody could approach it. So they would have been part, they would have saved themselves. Or they could have tried to convince Nebuchadnezzar and talk him out of it. Be nice to him. But they didn't. They stood up and they said, right, we're not afraid of you. Our God has saved, you know, what's it called, others from this, so save us too. So also, where did they get the right to say, Bisomach al Hanes? So for all those reasons, Maro means, what did they see that gave them the ability to carry it through? Okay. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin Omer Matal Meloi Lekisho Tamidei Chachon Moi. The reason that they didn't put him in Cheirim, he was an Avin Choshev, not necessarily because he's a big Talmud Choshev. You can say a drasha or two, doesn't mean, maybe he said this is the Sheva Brachas or something. Doesn't mean he's necessarily a big Talmud Choshev that he said these drashas. But he was Matal Meloi Lekisho Tamidei Chachon Moi. He supported Talmidei Chachamim. And Matul Malai could have different pshatim. Either that he gave money to a Talmud Chacham so he could do business. Or he did the business for the Talmud Chacham and split the profits. Or he did the business and gave the total profits to the Talmud Chacham. That's called Matul Malai. So he supported Talmidei Chachamim. He had a din of a Talmud Chacham. A Zvulin who supports Talmidei Chachamim has a din of a Talmud Chacham. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, kol amatul malay lakish talmidei chachamim, zocha v'yoshev yeshiva shalmala. That person will be zocha to be in the yeshiva shalmala. The yeshiva shalmala is for talmidei chachamim. But since he supports talmidei chachamim, he'll get the benefit of being in the lasid lavo of knowing what the Talmud Chacham knows. Shenemar ki b'tzeil ha-chochma b'tzeil ha-kesem. Right? In the shadow of the chochma is the person's in the shadow of the money. Sometimes the money makes you have the chachma. Rashi, Matul Malai, no sin schor le tamidei chachamim shnachim ba. He used to buy merchandise, give it to a Talmud Chacham, and let him make the profit on it. But sale ha chachma, mechitzas ha chachma, yikonizu shahanom nechosam. In the yeshiva, where people who get there because of their chachma, somebody who bought his way in can also be there. Because he'll have the same chachma because he supported Talmidei Chachamim. Okay. Makom shenagu lahadlik misader b'leil yom hakipurim madlikin. Makom shenagu shelo lahadlik madlikin. Places where they had the minig to light candles on what's it called leil yom kippur in the house. So the minig is a good minig, and a place where they had the minig not to light is also a good minig. Umadlikin babata knesius abata midrashos of a mavos or a fail of algebiacholim. However, even the place where they had the minig not to light, that was only in the house. But outside the house, in shuls, bata midrashos, in dark places outside, there you lit. There you did light. Rashi, Makom shenagu lahadikas haner b'gmar the first time. It must explain why there was a minig yes to light, but not to light. Tana, Ben Shomru Lahadik, Ben Shomru Shalom, Lahadik, Shneim Zavrechot Neskavnu. The one that said you do light candles in the house. In other words, you want a light, a illuminated house, Yom Leil, Yom Kippur. And the one who said you want Dafka, dark house, said for the same reason. What's the reason? Omer of Yeshua, Dorish Rava, the Amech Kulam Tzadikim, La'olam Yeshuarim. Everybody's Tzadikim over here. Everybody has the same intention in mind. One thought this way is the better way of accomplishing it, and the other one thought the other way is. Bein Shomru Lahadvik, Bein Shomru Shalom Lahadvik, Shneim L'Neskav L'Davarecha. They both had the same Kavana. So Rashi explains, what's the Kavana? That's usher to live with your wife. So one hell, since it's usher to have relations by light of a candle, if you light candles, it'll keep you away from having relations. And the other one held no. If you light the candle, you'll see your wife, you'll have a taiva, and you may end up living with her. So therefore, better to have a dark house where you won't see her. So one held that the mitzvah, the aveira, is more of an incentive. And the other one held that the, what's it called, the lack of physical taiva is more of an incentive. Which is more conducive, which one more induces the person to do the aveira? The lack of a iser or the lack of taiva? One goes after the physical, one goes after the spiritual. Bein shomer lahadlik, Rashi, osen shenogu lahadlik, v'anogim shlo lahadlik, lo niskavno l'dover echot, l'hafrish asu mishka v'isha, to keep him far away from having relations with his wife, Leil Yom Kippur. That's why the halacha is that you treat your wife as if she's a nida, Yom Kippur, to stay away from having relations. Ha'omim lahadik mishum de'enoth mishamish nitaso v'or aner. Ha'omim shalom lahadik sovim shaner dolek roes ishto mesavala. The one who says to light said that'll keep you away from having relations because you're not allowed to have relations, lo'or aner. The other one said, no, better to have a dark house so you won't see your wife and come to mesavala. Lamaisa, the Yerushalmi says the better minig is to light. Because then you're also the kind being in Shalom Bayis, that people don't fall over each other. Somebody showed him, Lord, you see from here, the whole Indian of lighting is only to what's it called to keep away from having relations. But there's no intrinsic reason to light. And the Rosh says, no, aside from all of this, there's an Indian to light because of Shalom Bayis, just like Shabbos. And therefore you make a bracha on the lighting. According to those who have the minute to light, you make a bracha. And if you light, you don't only light in the place where you sleep, but then you light even the place where you eat, where you would have eaten. Because then the inyan is to light, just like by Shabbos. The one who holds you don't light, holds you can't light anywhere in the house. Even not in the bedroom. Because once you don't light, there's no inyan of lighting the cloud.
This is the Essen candles that you light?
Yeah, yeah, this is another. If you don't light, you don't light anywhere. Right. Because a mini choshev, you make a what's it called? What? Many minhagim make a bracha. Many to light Hanukkah candles and shul, make a bracha on it. There's a mini to what's it called? Say halal on Rosh Chodesh, make a bracha on it. Some minhagim, we don't make a bracha. Well, there's not a mini choshev like Hoshana Rabbah. We don't make a bracha on haravas because it's stam, knocking some branches on the ground. That's not a minig, that's a minig chashu.
What makes it minig chashu?
What? They're all different perushim, whatever it is. Okay. But what has to be a minig? That somewhere else there's such a mitzvah, what's it called, like the Hanukkah candles or saying hallel, but by beating things, there's no mitzvah anywhere like that. Stam tilted down. You don't make a bracha on a candle only the Motzei Shabbos. Right, in other words, the Hanoah, right, you make a bracha on Shabbos candles. That's not for the Hanoah of the light. That's the halacha, the what's it called, the Avraham Shabbos candle. But a bracha on Hanosar, Bore Miore Ha'esh, a bracha on the fire itself, you only make Motzei Shabbos. Oh, Tchilas Priyosavu, that's when fire was created, as the Gemara will discuss later. Omer Le'ahu Sava, Visei Merabba Babarchana, Yosher. Said, Yosher Koach, it's a good word, Enechanami. Right? Tulsa says, why don't we make a bracha on the Hanoah of candles all the time? Just like you make a bracha when you eat. She says, the only time that they made a bracha on the Rabbanu on the sack and a bracha on Hanoah is Hanoah that comes into the body, but not peripheral kind of things, just like seed. That not. And even though we make a bracha on the sun, that's not a bracha on the Hanoah of the sun, that's a bracha on the Chiddush. That it's machadish, same thing over here. You're not making a bracha on the hanoah of the candle. You're making a bracha that this is when fire was created. It's on the creation of fire you're making the bracha. Hadar v'chein om Rabbi Yochanan ula havi rochim chamra. Rabbi Yochanan said ula was riding on a donkey v'asu. V'havi shokel v'asu Reb Abba miyamine v'rabba babarchana mishmole. And as he was riding, Reb Abba was riding on a donkey to his right and Rabbi Barachana to his left, which is the way that you're supposed to accompany a Talmud Chacham, right? The greater person stands on the right, the Talmud Chacham himself in the middle, and the lesser person on the left. And see from here that even when you're riding, this halach applies. Omer le Reb Abba v'ula, Vali damrisu mishmed Reb Yochanan en v'vorchim ala ora v'motzei Shabbos. So Rav Abba said that I know for sure Rav Yochanan said this halacha, that you don't make a bracha on a candle, right, on fire, except Motzei Shabbos, because that's when it was created. Hadar ula chosid be barabba babarchana bishus. So ula looked at Rabba Babarchana, he was angry at him. Why? Omer le ano lava ho amri. You must have heard it from me. And I never said such a thing. I never said that Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha. I said something different than the name Rabbi Yochanan, and you were, what's it called, reported it wrongly. The Tana Kameh Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Shimon Elazar was a Tana who said the following brice in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Yom HaKippurim Shecholios B'Shabbos, At the Mokum Shomru Shemova Hadlik Madlikim that they cover their Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, even the ones who have the minig on a regular Yom Kippur, not to light, on Shabbos Yom Kippur they do light, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas near Shabbos. But only Rabbi Yochanan Basrei, right? And the Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's not true. The Chachamim also, no, even then it's also. If you hold that it's also to light on a regular Yom Kippur, even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you don't light. Omer lei, Adoah, Tehikori Alei, Rav Yosef, so Amarle Adoah, said on this, that's what I said, Rabbi Yochanan. I never said about Rabbi Yochanan to only make a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, on the candle. Like, I never spoke about that. We were talking about the Yom Kippur, Legabe Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Kori Alei Rav Yosef, Mayim Amukim Eitzabaladish, the East Tvuna Yidlenu. Mayim Amukim Eitzabaladish, the Ula, the East Vun Yidlen is a Rabba Barchana. Right? Ula said something, Rabba Barchana understood what he meant, to see Rashi. Vadai Yisher, Shapir Kormas, the Chenor Rabbi Yochanan, Logar Sinan Yosher. Right? Now what's it called? That not Rabbi Yochanan said Yosher, but Yosher, it's a good word, because Rabbi Yochanan said this. Vade damrisu emes hadover sheshamati aleichem sha'atem omrim ishmed Rabbi Yochanan hachi. So is it true that you said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't make a bracha on fire except Motzei Shabbos? Rabbi Yochanan never said such a thing. Hadar ula chosid be barav barachana bishus nistakov before himself. He looked at him angrily. Kolomar ato amarte b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'hu lo amar kein. You said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He never said that. Rabbi Yochanan held you made a bracha motzoyim kippur also on the candle. Horav v'dover chodeshu shemesher bo kol hayom v'yashav mehem v'minenu. Because Motzi Yom Kippur also, since the whole day you couldn't be Mehenna from the candle, and now you can, so you make a bracha Motzi Yom Kippur, just like Motzi Shabbos. Anah ha'amru lo, mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll say, I never said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you only make a bracha on a candle Motzi Shabbos. What I did say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan had to do with Yom Kippur, but not to do with the fact that you only make a bracha Motzi Shabbos. The honor acharat tana v'chachom osrim v'chadli k'saner af yom atipurim shecholios b'shabbos ad motzei shabbos. Right, that the chachomim hold it's osir to be madlik neiros on yom kippur shecholios b'shabbos to motzei shabbos. That's what we're talking about, lighting candles motzei shabbos. We weren't talking about making a bracha. We're talking that when yom kippur falls on shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan said, don't light candles erev yom kippur. Right? Light candles, Motzei Yom Kippur. You can't light it till Motzei Yom Kippur. But whether you make a bracha or not, he didn't say anything. The only shmua I heard from Yochanan about lighting candles, Motzei Shabbos, is this one. And it was Motzei Shabbos of Yom Kippur. And you made a mistake and thought that I reported something that he said about a regular Motzei Shabbos. I never said anything like that. So this what's it called? Agree that Rabbi Yochanan said, but he didn't say what you said in his name. Zeula, huh? Ador means hador. This is it. This is what he said. Zeula, shehevin mitvorim shal Rabbi Barachana tos. You see, Ula understood from Rabbi Barachana says that he made a mistake. The chosav ibishus, and he looked at him angrily. He didn't say anything, but he got the hint. Right? Right? He had this idea, but he kept it in his heart, and he looked at him angrily, and Rabbi Baruch Hanu understood the hint. He didn't say anything to him. He just looked at him angrily, and Rabbi Baruch Hanu got the hint. The ish tfuna yidlena, hevin mahoi belibo shal ula shay mispakubo. And Rabbi Baruch Hanu got the hint, and understood the eights of Ledish, he drew it out. He took it out of his heart and understood what he was trying to hint to him.